This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good night of Shabbos. It's Parshas Vayera, and we're going to go to the beginning of the parasha where the Vihine Shloisha Anoshim, you have the three men. And of course, we know these were not just three men, these were three malachim. And Rashi says, why was it necessary for three malachim to come to Avraham? It says, Rashi, Echad Levaser as Sarah, one to give Sarah the report that she was going to have a child. B'yechad L'hapoich as Sodom, one to overturn the city of Sodom. B'yechad L'rapoich as Avraham, and one to heal Avraham. Aye! Why can't one malach do all three? Let one malach come, tell Sarah, you're going to have a kid, turn over Sodom, heal Avraham. She'ein malach echad oise shtei shlichos. One malach cannot do two jobs. What's the proof? Teda. The whole parsha talks about them in Rabbim. They ate. They said. But when it comes to telling Sarah she's going to have a kid, it says, Vayomer. He said, what do you mean he? They all ate. Why only he? And by the overturning of Sodom, he said, I can't do it. What do you mean I? Teretz is, one malach cannot do more than one job. Aye, Rashi just said, then one malach came to heal Avraham. So then who saved Light? The Raphael, Sheripa is Avraham. Now Rashi for the first time identifies the name of one of these malachim. Raphael, who healed Avraham? Halach Misham, he went from there, Lahatzel as Light to save Light. Hu Shenemar, Vahi Kaitziam, Oisam Hachutza. He said, so we learn out that one of them saved.
So how did that malach?
Okay. Good kasha. Good kasha.
Two separate jobs.
Good job. Good question. Let's just talk about first this inyan. That one malach, we have very limited time, so let's try to go through this. Let's talk about this inyan, that one malach cannot do two jobs. This is expressly spoken about in, enunciated in the Bereishis Rabbah. If you look in the Medrash, it says, "V'hu be'echad umi yeshivenu v'nafsha yivsa v'yoas." Tani ein malach echad oise shtei shlichos. One malach can't do two jobs.
At the same time,
why not? Why not? I could do two jobs. Why can't a malach do two jobs?
I'll tell you why.
Why can a malach? Why can a malach not do two jobs? So the Sifsei Chachamim brings down in number three. The reason is it's to show the greatness of God, that He has innumerable, uncountable number of angels. In Mispar LeGedudav, you can't count how many servants God has. He has millions and billions of malachim. And the concept is, like we say in the Beis HaMikdash and in the Mishkan, Ein Anios B'makam Ashiros, in a place of great wealth, you don't want to display poverty. So, just like a very wealthy man, he has the butler, the baker. Why? To show his great wealth, to show his majesty. He has people who specialize in different tasks to show the greatness of the Baruch Hashem. One malach does not do more than one job. Now, the Gorari brings down this explanation also, that it's not covered for Hashem to have one malach do two things, as if to say, like, God is, you know, He's low on staff, right? You know, He has low staff. He's trying to cut, you know, cut corners, you know, save money. Okay. But Lamaisa, the Maral, gives a much deeper pshat. And that is, in general, we know the Gemara in Chagiga tells us that there are certain malachim, they're created, they sing Shira, Vizehu, and then they're finished. They're done. Right? Kaput. That's the end of them. Right? The Gemara says, Kol yoyma v'yoyma nevram malachi ashois min nahar dinar. Every day God creates angels from nahar dinar. V'yoyma Shira, ubatli, and they're gone. How do we understand that? So Maral,
which is the Maral?
So the Maral explains in number 5. The Gorariye explains.
Gorariye is Maharal.
The Gorariye is the Maral, super commentary on Rashi. The Gorari explains like this. He's not explaining the Gemara in Chagiga per se, but Rav Huttner uses this Gorari to explain the Gemara in Chagiga. And that is, the Gorari says, that what is a malach? What's a malach? A malach's not a person. Malach's not an angel with wings. A malach is created to do a mission. That's his entire mitzias. That's his entire entity. He has no other entity other than that task that he was created for. So as soon as the malach sings Shira, it's not that God comes and takes a knife and, you know, cuts the head off the malach. He disintegrates because he did what he is. It's not that God created him for a mission. His mission is him. That's who he is. A malach is his mission. So of course a malach can't do more.
We had a malach to sing Shiva to himself. Isn't that... Well, how do all have those arrogance?
No.
You want to create malachim to hear them sing Shira about the person who created them?
No, but that's the understanding of what a malach is. A malach is not an entity that happens to have a mission. Shh. Rabbi say. A malach is, says the Gor Aryeh, Perish Tam Adav, Shini Amalach Hu HaShlichos. A malach is a messenger. Ulekach Nekra Malach. Malach means shlichus. And the name of the malachim is according to their shlichus. It's not that, oh, now that my mission is finished, now I have no purpose. It is, I am my mission. And when the mission is over, there is no I am anymore. Because the mission is what the malach is. Okay, so we have two explanations for this concept. Either because we want to show the greatness of God as if there's no end to his staff, Or number two, the malach is his mission. As soon as the mission is over, what? The malach doesn't exist anymore.
What about Raphael? He's around all the
time. Ah, so the problem is what?
The
problem is Rashi is contradicting himself. Why? Because if a malach cannot do more than one task, so then Rashi says that the malach that came to heal Abraham, he was the one who saved light. Now, if you look in the Medrash, number two, the Medrash doesn't say one word about Raphael healing Abraham. All Raphael's job was to save light. But very interesting, Rashi says the malach that healed Abraham went on later to save light. Well, wait a second. I thought a malach can't do more than one job.
Saving, the power to save is one function.
Oh.
It's a someone in the same.
Okay. So you want to say healing and saving is one job. Okay, let's see.
According to the Medrash, who healed Avram?
Raphael.
It doesn't say
anybody. Oh, the Medrash doesn't say anybody healed Avram.
So how did he get healed?
What? The platelet. Who healed him? The platelet cells.
The word is Raphael. You know? God healed him.
Very good.
Okay, but the Tosfos says in Bamitzia, Tosfos is bothered by this question, that if in fact the malach cannot do more than one job, how could the malach go ahead and what? Heal Avraham and rescue Lois? It says Tosfos, the Tema. Look at number 7. The Amrinu B'Breishis Rabbah, the malach echad, oisah shtei shlichos. V'yesh lomar, dekan lo yasa Michael b'shlichos achas. Michael did not do in one shlichos. Ki yim ha'isachad, only one thing. Shabisa as Sarah, he notified Sarah, Shahalach Misham Lestaim, when he went to Stem, Oz Huschala Shlichas Acheres. Then it was another Shlichas. Bedafka Bemachain Echarein Oise. This rule. Now by the way, Tosfos learns that it wasn't Raphael who healed Avraham that saved light. It was Michael who is Mevasar Sarah. He's the Malach that went to save light. But what Tosfos is saying is. Tosfos wants to know how could he do two things. The answer is the rule that a malach cannot do two things is in two places he can't do two things, but in one place he can't do two things. But if the malach is sent to one place, so that's his mission now, then maybe he disintegrates or he's over battle, and then God sends him on a new mission. The rule is a malach can't do two things in one place, but in two different places it's not a problem. However, now Tosfos quotes the Medrash we just read, that it wasn't Michael who saved light, it was Raphael that saved light. Bracious Rabbi Yeshua Fall Balahatzos light. Or Refuas Avram in an Iskeres. It doesn't say anything in the Medrash that any Malach healed Abraham. Abraham. Even if you want to say Raphael who healed Abraham saved light, Chashav HaKosh Lichos Echad. It's considered one mission. Why? De Refuah. v'hatzalah inyan echad hu. Healing and saving, it's all one.
It's one function.
What does that mean, it's all one?
It's two different people.
What does that mean, it's all one? So the way I learned in second grade was, look, you know, it's all coming for being nice. It's all, you know, helping. You're healing, you're saving. He's a helping malach. When we say a malach can't do two jobs, is he can't do two contradictory. He can't destroy Sodom and heal Avraham. He can't be Mavasar Sarah and destroy Sodom. But, you know, healing Avraham, saving, right? It's all, you know, under the general umbrella of helping. However, that may not be the pshat. The pshat may be the following. The Chassam Sofer says like this. Now, I don't believe this is printed anywhere in the Chassam Sofer, but they say it is. So if it,
who's the Ayel Maisha?
Well, we'll put it this way. It's printed in the Ayel Maisha, and the Ayel Maisha, I believe, heard someone say it over, but I don't know if it's actually in print. But since Ayel Maisha wrote the Chassam Sofer, said it, I put it on the sheet. Ayel Maisha is Rabbi Scheinerman, PN 24th. Flatbush. But if you don't know where he heard it from, I'll tell you after. But the Chassam Sofer says, the Chassam Sofer supposedly writes that, no, the job was healing Avraham. But if Avraham is going to hear that his nephew Lot turned into a pillar of salt or something like that, he's going to relapse. So in order for Avraham to have refuah shelema, he has to heal Avraham and he has to protect Avraham from bad news. So what does he got to do? Right? Would you have Akasha? How could Rafal heal Avraham and bring Avraham Neosporin? No, it's, you know, he's healing. Would you have Akasha? How could he heal Avraham and, you know, bring him an extra band-aid? So he healed Avraham and he rescued Lot, because if Lot's going to perish, Avraham's going to have a relapse. Okay? That's what the
Chassam... Avraham know that Lot was saved?
What? Internet. No. Anyway, he would find out. He would see the smoke, right? Avraham saw the smoke rising.
Everybody knew that Lot had intercourse with his
daughter. Okay. Anyway, the Chassam Sofer writes like this. Where you see the Chassam Sofer, Shabir, Kiyinyan Hatzalas Lot, Haisa Rafula Avraham Gufa. Saving Lot was a refuah to Avraham. Kim Hayu Shame Avraham Shenisba Achiv. If Avraham would have heard that his nephew was perished, he wouldn't have been able to deal with that. It's all one Inyan. It's all the healing of Avraham. Okay. There's an amazing pshat that is brought down in the Mayana Shel Torah. Alexander Zusha Friedman, who was my great-grandfather's chavrusa in Yeshiva Chachmei Lublin. So this is not brought down number 9. He writes like this. When Rav Shlomo Kluger was Rav, so the first time they offered the Rav Shlomo Kluger Sandakos, by the way, Rav Shlomo Kluger was known as one of the greatest all-time Rabbanim, one of the most prolific writers of all time. He has Sfarim, 500 pages on each Parsha. Not on each Sefer Bereishis. He has on Parshas Bereishis, Parshas Na. In Yeshiva Chavzah, they have about 15 Sfarim, going from Bereishis until Parshas Va'era. Okay? Anyway, when the Beis HaLevi wanted to learn Rabbanis, they sent him to Shlomo Kluger. Anyway, Shlomo Kluger, it's his first day on the job, he's appointed the Sadik, he comes to the Bris, and he hears that the father of the Rachanimo is a Goises. And they want to wait around till the father dies. Why? They want a name. So the Shlomo Kluger says, no, quickly do the Bris! Quickly do the Bris. So what's the problem? Why should we quickly do the Bris? Said like this. He said that Rashi tells us in Parshas Vayera that the Malach that healed Avraham saved Lot. So he says to Shlomo Kluger, why couldn't Hashem bring one Malach to save Avraham and another Malach to save Lot? After all, one Malach can't do two jobs. Apparently, Lot was not worthy to have his own Malach sent for him. But once anyway, the Malach was in the neighborhood and he was healing Avraham. So, you know, he didn't have to make a special stop for Lot. Lot was not worthy for Hashem to send him a special angel. But once the Malach anyway was in the neighborhood, you know, he could quickly run another errand. So too, said Rav Shlomo Kluger, this father, apparently, for Eliyahu HaNavi to come and heal the father, maybe the father's not right. But if anyway, the Malach is here anyway because he's at the Bris, So maybe he'll just open up the door in the next room and see the father there, and Agavorcha, he'll hail the father. That's what Rosh Hashanah Kluge learned from this Rashi. In other words, it's not that Hashem could not send another malach to save Loit, but maybe Loit was not roy to have a special malach come to save him. But Agavorcha, when the malach was in the neighborhood, once he went to Avraham's house, the malach came and rescued Loit. That's what he says over here, look at number 9.
But Loit had to be saved because he was the ancestor of Mashiach. So he had to be saved because he had
okay, we'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Was the father saved?
We'll come to that. Beloit, makshim ha-mefarshim. Im ein malach oysa shtesh shlichus, ma dua eifal l'nishalach malach miyucha kadeh l'hatzal soid. Why didn't we save a special malach? Why didn't Hashem send a special malach to save light? Kasher ola ha-gon Rav Shlomo Kluger akisei rabbanus bebrod. When Rav Shlomo Kluger became the Rav in Brod, neskabit oy b'yem arishim b'sandikos. The first day on the job, he ready was the sandik. K'shi yegil ha-mokam ha-brish shama ki avi ha-yel muto goises. He heard the father of the kid was, you know, atat. The custom was they wanted the minig was we'll wait till the father dies and we'll name the kid after the father. He said, let's get the minion. The satina can do the mila right away. What happened immediately after the bris? The father stood up. He was as good as new, and everyone started spreading rumors. You know, Shlomo Kluger is about Moifus, yeah. Moving, Kigali Arnaz about Tisaz, Bekesha Moifesa. Ah, if someone goes, look, I'm not about Moifes. What? I'm not about Moifes. I learned it from Rashi, because as we asked, there are not enough Malachim and Shemayim for Hashem to send one Malach to heal Avraham, one Malach to save. Light? Must be the Schus of Light was not so great to send him a special Malach. So Hashem said, you know what? Once the Malach's already in the neighborhood, you know, turn to light and save him. Look in the last paragraph. Probably this father did not have enough sechusim for Eliyahu HaNavi to come and make a special visit to his house. Therefore, if we do the mila right away, and Eliyahu HaNavi is in the hall, so he could just open up the door, and Agavorcha will hail the father. Ah. Comes along Chidush Arim says an amazing thing. And that is, like Mr. Zalkin said, why was Light saved? In the Zchus of
David Amela.
Why was Light saved in the Zchus of David? Because David, after all, was a descendant of Light. Because Light lived with his daughter, they produced Mayav, and comes along David Amelach. Now I have a question for you. This is amazing. What do you mean David? But David came from Mayav. Layavai Mayavi Bekal Hashem. How is David kosher?
Moab,
because only a male Mayavi can come, but the female Mayavis could come. Why is that true? Why is it that we don't let the men come, but we let the females come?
Because they're the ones that yes.
Because the males should have what? Brought us out bread and water when we were passing through their land. So the Gemara asks, okay, the women should have also done that.
No,
why not? Aim, derech, ish, lekadem. Women, the Gemara in Yivam Asayin Vav says, women do not come out. Right? Why? Kokfuda bas melech penima.
Women should stay home.
Women should stay home in the house. Yeah?
Except when you have to shiva to Rishon.
However, I have a question for you. How do we know women are supposed to stay inside?
Because
the Malachi Asharis asked Avram, "Aye, Sarah Ishtecha, where is that woman?" And what does Avram say? Hinehi ba'ayel. Oh. So the Malachim see, until the Malachim came to Avraham's house, they're not allowed to save light. Why not? Because David HaMelech was apostle. Why is David HaMelech apostle? Because the men should have come out, and the women should have come out. But now that the Malachim see from Sarah that women are allowed to stay indoors, and that's the proper thing for them, so now Lloyd can be rescued. Now that Lloyd could be rescued, now the Malach goes to save Lloyd. In other words, you know why the Malach had to first go to the house of Avram? So that the halacha should be established that women are in the tent. Hinehi ba'oyel. Aye sarah ishtecha, hinehi ba'oyel. Oh, women are in the tent, now we could save Lloyd. But until we see this practice that the tzadekes is ba'ayel, light can't be saved because David HaMelech is apostle. So I once heard, I never saw it inside, in the name of the Megala Amukais, David HaMelech says, Esa ina yal haharim, I lift up my eyes, mayayin yovah yezri, where did my help come from? Esa is Rashi Tevis. You know where my help comes from? Aye, Sarah, Ishtecha. That's where my help comes from. From the fact, where was Sarah? Ba'ayel, Esa inai, Aye, Sarah, Ishtecha. Okay. Let's move on. Okay? Here's a major question. Three malachim come to Avram's house. Yeah? So let's see what their names were now. Now we know their names. Michael is the malach shel rachamim. Yeah? Michael gave Sarah the report. She's going to have a child. Do we understand what Michael was doing at Sarah's house? Yeah. Raphael, he heals Avraham, he saves light. Do we understand what Raphael was doing at Avraham's house? Yeah. But Gavriel, the malach of Din, he's supposed to destroy Sodom. What's he doing at Avram's house? He was hungry. No, I mean, what's he doing? What's he doing?
It was a Hampton Inn.
What's he doing? I thought a malach could only do one job. What's he deviating? Go to Sodom. Go to Sodom. And you could even ask further, Rashi, look at the order of Rashi, Rabbi Yisai. Rashi says three malachim. One to be Mavasar Sarah, one to overturn Sodom, and one to heal Avraham. I mean, if anything, the one that's supposed to destroy Sodom, either he should be mentioned last. Mm-hmm. What does he need to go at the house to Avraham's house?
According to the Chiddush Arim, it's for Amphit. Because we have to know first if Lloyd has to be...
No, but he's destroying Sodom.
Ah, he's destroying Sodom.
But he can't destroy Sodom before Lloyd gets out.
So go to Sodom. Wait until the Malach says, what's he doing in Avraham's house?
To help the Jews.
He was hungry.
He's Pesach.
That's what we said. We've said that Teretz
already. He wanted to eat matzah.
He got matzah in Lot's house.
Wait a minute. Avraham was going to possibly pray to a Kadosh Baruch Hu to save Sodom.
Oh, okay. Not bad. Not bad.
Until Avraham gave up, he wasn't 100% that he was going to be Mahapet Sodom.
Good. We'll see. We'll get to something. Oh, yeah. Good. Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky, look at number 13, he says a beautiful pshat. And that is, if you remember, in Bereishis, when God created man, the Malach HaShoreh said, what are you creating man? Why? Ma enosh ki siskarenu, who is this guy? You know, they have a Yetzirah, they're Bali Taiva. So now Hashem comes and he wants to destroy the city of Sodom. So what did the Malachim say? We told you! What are you destroying? Yeah? We told you! I mean, God, what do you want from these people? Ki yetzer lev ha'adam ra'amin u'ura. You want to destroy the people of Sodom? Thus is a mensch. This is what people are. So God says, you don't think I should destroy Sodom? You think this is what a mensch is? Go to Avraham's house. Go take a look at what a person could be. Then you'll understand why you need to destroy Sodom. In other words, the Malachim said, destroy Sodom! All men, that's what a human being is. They're all rotten to the core. They're all bad. They're all bali taiva. They're all selfish. Hashem said, oh no. You have any tainus on what I'm doing? First take a look at Avraham. When you see Avraham, you'll understand why we have to destroy Sodom. And that's why, says Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky, it's a meduyuk in the pasuk. Because look in Perek Yud Ches, pasuk Tezayin, Bayakumu Misham Ho'anashim. They got up from Avraham. And then they look to destroy Sodom. In other words, after they saw what Avraham is, and they say, yeah, Taka, man is not so rotten to the core, we understand why Avraham has to be punished. By the way, but this is not just Rabbi Cheska Abramsky, this is Meduyak in the Sfarno. Look at number 14. The Sfarno says, Vayakumu Mishama Noshim, Vayashu Alpine Sodom. They got up from Avraham's house, they look at Sodom. Shahaya hepech beis shel Avraham. Sodom was the opposite of Avraham. Because Avraham's house was full of hachnasas arachim. And Sodom, why was Sodom destroyed? Yeah, don't even have yon hachzika. They didn't get tzedakah. So what's the Sfarno saying? Why is the Sfarno telling us that Sodom was the opposite of Avraham? Who cares if it's the opposite of Avraham? What does that got to do with anything? It's the Torah telling us, why was Sodom destroyed? Because you have an Avram, look what you could be, look what you could have become. And you're not, So now you want it to be destroyed.
So why in Pasuk Chavez, the Pasuk tells us, Vayifnu Misham Anoshom Yachas Doma. So when we ask the question, we know what Rafal was there for. We know what Michal was there for. What did Rafal and Michal have to do, go to Sodom? They had nothing to do with Sodom.
So Rafal had to go to save Light. Okay. Michal, Taka, didn't go.
So Vayifnu Misham Anoshim.
Only two.
Only two.
Only two. It doesn't say that.
It says Shnei Anoshim.
The same Anoshim that came to Abraham.
It says Shnei Anoshim.
No.
Two.
Yeah. Yeah, only two of them. Only two.
Rashi's
them.
Rashi.
You don't need Rashi.
Now you ready for this? Now you gotta help cut for this next Teretz. What? Why did Gavriel, who destroyed Sodom, why did he go to Abraham's house? You ready? This is the answer of the Gur Aryeh, who is the
Maram.
We know that Gavriel cannot destroy. Okay. Again, question number one is, why did Gavriel, who destroyed Sodom, go to Abraham's house? Another question is, Rashi says that Raphael, who saved Light, healed Abraham. How does Rashi know that? The Medrash doesn't say Raphael healed Abraham. The Medrash just says Raphael saved Light. Maybe Hashem healed Abraham. Maybe Abraham took, you know, special Mila medication. How do you know Raphael healed Abraham? Doesn't say that anyway. Says the Maral.
Otherwise, why would that Malach have gone to Abraham's house? What was his purpose of being there?
Who said he did?
Shloshan Hashem. The word in Avram went to Avram's house. Yes? Shloshan Hashem and seven Malach. So there definitely were three. So if that were the case, what were they doing there?
Why did you need three people?
Yeah. They were all there.
How do you know there were three? Okay. But how do you know he was healing Abraham?
I don't know. Well, then it was at three. What was
maybe he came, you know, to...
came along for the ride.
It says here, Vayosh Neham Alok.
Maybe he came along just like the one who turned over Sodom, Gavriel. Maybe just like Gavriel.
So listen to this. So the Gur Aryeh says, listen to this very carefully. Why did Gavriel, who destroyed Sodom, have to go to Abraham's house? So like this. Gavriel was not able to destroy Sodom until one thing happened.
Abraham said it was okay.
No, until Light was saved. Right? He said, I can't destroy the city until Light is saved. So that means Gavriel can't do his job until Raphael heals.
Right.
Until Raphael saves Light. That means Gavriel and Raphael are attached at the hip. They're connected. Gavriel is dependent on Raphael. So fine.
But he could have gone right.
One second. So let Gavriel wait with Raphael. Let Gavriel wait till Raphael saves Light and then destroy Sodom. No. But this Malach that Gavriel is dependent on must have had a job in Abraham's house. What was that job?
To heal
Abraham. Oh, so now Rashi figures out, since Gabriel wasn't allowed to destroy Sodom until Light is saved, so it must be what? That Gavriel was dependent on Raphael. It must be then Raphael had to do something in Abraham's house. What was that? Heal Abraham. Oh, so Gavriel had to be there also. Why? Because Gavriel is dependent on Raphael. But you'll say, but Raphael had no business in Abraham's house. So from here, from the fact that it says Shloisha Anoshim, Rashi derives what? That Raphael must have had a job in Abraham's house. So you want to know why Gavriel had to be there? Because Gavriel was dependent on Raphael. That's what the Maral says. Another important idea. This is offered by the Sukkos David. And it's also brought down in by Reb Leib Gorowitz. It's quoted in the Pninim al Mishulchan Gavaya. And they both say the same thing. We know. Adonai Baruch Hashem comes to visit Abraham. Vehu? Yoshev. The Rashi says it's spelled? Yashav. What did Abraham want to do when the Ribbono Shel Olam came? He wanted to get up. God said, sit. And this will be a model to Dayanim. That the Dayanim will sit and God will stand. Like the Pasuk says, Elokim, Nitzav, Adaskim. So Hashem said, Avram, you sit, and I'll stand, and this will be like Dayanos. Dayanos? Avram Avinu is in his pajamas. It's on the third day of his Mila. He's recovering. And this little greeting that God has with Avram is going to be the way Dayanim look like? What does this got to do with Dayanos? Apparently what? Avraham was a Dayan. Because God didn't come to Avraham only to visit him. How you doing? God came to Avraham because Avraham was on the Bezdin. As Rashi says, as soon as Avraham stopped providing any Sanegaria, so now it's time to carry out the Psak Din. Avraham was on the Bezdin. The Bezdin of what? Bezdin HaGadol. Regarding what court case? Regarding what to do with Sadayim. And they were deliberating. And finally Avraham Avinu said, I give up. You're right.
Who's they? Where were the other Dayanim?
Him and God.
Wait a minute, don't you need a Bezdin of 23 or 71 when it's the...
Maybe, you know, God had the Malachim, Masmeilim, Lachus, and the Maiminim, right? The Masmeilim, Lachayv, the Maiminim, Lachus. But Avraham Avinu was clearly a Dayan. That's otherwise, why is Rashi saying, you sit, I'll stand, and this will be like Dayanus. What is Hashem greeting Avraham on the third day of his Mila got to do with judgment? Avraham was clearly a Dayan. And Rashi even says at the end, when Avraham stopped his Sanegoria, so now it's time to carry out the Psak Din. Because this was a halachic deliberation. Right? Like the Pasuk says, what? Vayelech Hashem kasher kila ledaber al Avraham. What does Rashi say? Vayelech Hashem kivan shenishtatik hasanegar halach lai hadayin. Nestalik hadayin, nestalik hasanegar, right? When the court case says, oh, this was a court case. So the Malachim, you know what Gavriel, who destroyed Saddam, you know what he's doing in Avraham's house? He's waiting to get the Psak Din. That's what he's waiting to do in Avraham's
house. Who's the Kategar and who's the Sanegar here?
Well, God did not see any Sanegaria for Saddam. Avraham Avinu was providing the Sanegaria.
Kategar and Asa Sanegar. How could Yaakov then be on the Bezdin when he's being the
Sanegar? No, in Kategar and Asa Sanegar, he wasn't the Kategar, but his Sanegaria failed. So once the case was over, so we asked, what's Gavriel doing in Avraham's house? Gavriel went to destroy Sadaim. He has to get the Psak Din from the Bezdin. Avraham Avinu, that's where the court case took place. The case took place in the Oyel of Avraham. That's what Gabriel's doing.
When? After the begin, if Avraham debated with God after the visit of the three Malachim.
No. The Malachim debated. The Malachim visited. Then Hashem spoke to Avraham. After they finished debating, only then the Malachim went to Sodom. That's what the Pesukim
say. The visit is the one that is causing this whole din of Avraham.
God didn't visit Avraham to see how he's doing. God visited him for the court case. The court case got interrupted by the Malachim.
So there was
the visitation is a
din.
So there was no big kahal.
Because they don't take visits.
They did. Who doesn't?
Sodom. So that he was trying to tell him that, you know, just like you take visitors, that whole city doesn't take any visitors.
Who? What are you saying? A noob shot?
That's what he's saying.
Yes. No. Where?
Who doesn't take
visitors? Here.
Where?
He said, Ayin Kli at the end of the first, Ayin Kli Yaakov.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he's only bringing out from there a side point. He's bringing look what he says. Vavshir sheish b'ze oydinyan. Shahalach oisei amach shalaficha sedayim leveis Avram mishum shabli psak dino shal Avram without Avram's psak shehiske mislo lo yochel habecha sedayim. Now, yeah, okay, the Kliyakar brings out how that psak din was accomplished. But in any event, God came to Avram for his opinion, halachic opinion, what should we do with the city of Sodom? And we discussed this Monday, the exact court case and the ramifications of why Avraham Avinu asked for 50 people, right? Why 50?
We didn't discuss it.
No, not
we
here.
Didn't discuss
Monday,
it.
Monday said. Right? The Ragachavar says that why did Avraham Avinu ask for 50 tzaddikim? Because in order for a city to be Ir HaNidachas, it needs to have at least 100 residents. So it has 50 tzaddikim. Avraham Avinu was clearing Yalom de Sheshayla of Mechza al Mechza, that throughout Shas, we always, you know, Roiv, lechiyav chayv. Roiv lezchus chus. But what do you do? Mechzah mechzah. So Avinu knew that in Chulin and in many places in Shas, this is a big shaila. So Avinu said this is a good opportunity to ask God what He thinks about the question of mechzah mechzah. But anyway, one point that we didn't mention on Monday is that it's very interesting that before Avraham wanted to. But not until Avraham finds a zechus for the city of Sodom does Hashem decide to destroy Sodom. How do we understand that? Because we know the Bezin HaGadol is now to destroy a city if all the Dayanim are unanimous that the city is guilty. So Hashem says, Avraham, what do you think? Avraham says, innocent. God says, okay, now it's guilty. Right?
First, if Avraham knew that, he wouldn't have started in.
He's the only
guy. Okay. Avraham knew that.
No, you can't. You got to.
My being looking for this chus.
You got to be honest. You got to say what you think, right? You can't. You can't circumvent the din. Anyway, very interesting. So according to Rashi, you point out, Raphael healed Avraham, saved light. Michael was Mavasar, Sarah, and Gabriel destroyed Sodom. But if you notice, Taisus and Bamatzia, and we have on the sheet number 20, Rabbeinu Bechaye points out that it wasn't exactly Raphael who saved, who healed Abraham and saved Lot, but rather it was Michael. Rather it was Michael. And Rabbeinu Bechaye says, well, Michael's mission of being Mavasar Sarah is also similar to the mission of saving Lot. I want to end with one question. Right, David Amel says, Esa inay el haharim, and we said from Megala Mukas, Esa is Aye, Sara, Ishtaba. I want to talk about that for one moment. The Malachim, and it's brought down on Yeshida 19, the Malachim knew where Sara was. So why did they ask Abraham?
So she should
have
stopped.
She wanted to hear that.
Abayla. They wanted to endear Sarah to Abraham. That the Malachim, where is Sarah? And Abraham would say, oh, she's in the tent. And then Abraham would have the chance to show off the milas of his wife. So I have a question for you. If the Malachim are trying to endear Sarah to Abraham, so we should have needed another Malach to do that. Because a Malach can't do two jobs. One Malach saved, healed Abraham. One Malach rescued Lot. One Malach destroyed Sodom. And we should have another Malach who came to make Shalom Bayis.
Because it was more than a year. It was more than 9 months.
We should have a Shalom Bayis Malach. I thought a Malach can't do more than two jobs.
Wasn't it a job? They were asking a question.
But why were they asking a question? They wanted to create Shalom Bayis.
They got to blend with the...
They needed Shalom Bayis. They needed Shalom Bayis because what? It was a year from now that he was...
They needed Shalom Bayis to have a kid. Yeah, that's true. But...
Well, they didn't have Shalom Bayis.
I don't know. Sort of you know, well, the answer, plus the answers I once heard, is that to talk in a way that promotes harmony between husband and wife, that's not a job. That's the normal way everyone is supposed to speak. That you talk in a way to endear one spouse to another, that's not supposed to be a job. Oh, you know, that is supposed to be the natural way a person trains himself to talk. That you talk about one spouse to the other in a way that would endear one to the other. So that's not a job. That should be the natural course of speech. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.